الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال الله تعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala first remind us about, first of all, our durood sharif. Each one should see whether we are reading the very minimum 100 times a day durood, which is only 2 minutes, and we cannot do without it. And all of us make sure that we're reading our 100 durood's every day, and on Friday to increase it minimum to 300, we can make it 500, 1,000. People read much more than that also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then to read Surah Kahf at least every day, in the morning the first 10 ayats and at night the last 10 ayats. And on the day of Jumu'ah to read the whole surah. And if we can, and we should, try and read every day the whole surah. We all are talking a lot that there are a lot of fitnas. A person is a morning like a mu'min, by the night he's a kafir. But what are we doing about it? The solution is given. One of the great solutions for the fitness of the present time is to read Surah Kahf. By that Allah will protect our iman. And then also after Jummah namaz to read 100 times Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. It takes about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. A person who reads that 100 times, Allah forgives 100,000 of his gunas and 24,000 of his parents' gunas, mother and father. And there are many people in the qabr that all the good deeds they did, but some gunas, just because that they are blocked now of getting all their goodness. And by us reading and passing to them, their gunas are maaf, then they are released. And then they are like, you are taking them out of jail, and you are taking them now into your house with beautiful gardens and everything. So how much won't they appreciate it? And it's only 2.5 minutes for us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited, Allah Ta'ala says, Shahrul Ramadan. From one aspect, it is like an explanation, exclamation. What a great month, the month of Ramadan. And that it's here now, the month of Ramadan is here. And now you are in the month of Ramadan. What a great month you have got. What is this month? Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. This is that great month that in which the Qur'an Sharif was revealed. So this month is great itself. It has become greater because the month or the Qur'an Sharif was revealed in this month. Every month of the year is the same, but the month which is your birthday, you are born in that month, so that month has got special attachment to you. A country gets independence, that day they get, and that whole month they prepare, they celebrate. The day a army wins the war, that day and that month in which, this is the greatest event that took place, Quran Sharif came down. So we should appreciate. So the Quran Sharif came down, it made this month valuable. The month was valuable, the Quran Sharif added great, great beauty and wonder and magnificence to this month. Then Allah explains what is the Quran Sharif. Hudal linnas. It is a kitab which is hidayat through and through. Linnas, for all of people. Even for non-Muslims, for everyone. Those who take benefit, they get the hidayat. Those who ignore, they don't get. There is a bookshop, and those who just walk past the bookshop, they're not going to get the kitabs. And those who go in, buy a kitab, study it, they will get the benefit. But that bookshop is open to everyone. Everyone can go and buy. The Quran Sharif is open to everyone. All can take hidayah. But those who will open the Quran Sharif and start reading it, etc., the more we attach ourselves to the Quran Sharif, the more we are going to get benefit. So, just like ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And other places where Allah says it is for all. Where it is for muttaqeen, the muttaqeen are going to take benefit from the Quran Sharif. Not like this Ataturk who said that I don't need a book of olives and figs in my life. I need a book of industrial revolution. That how industries can be made. How the country can progress with industries. And then Allah gave him such a sickness that the only relief, not the cure, the only relief he used to get was with olives and with teen, with zaytun, with olives and figs. With that only he got relief. So this is kitab, is a complete kitab. So it is hudal linnas and then wabayyinatim. And it is a kitab full of bayans. And the whole Quran Sharif is filled with such bayan that makes a person independent of all other bayans. Once a person gets a taste of good bayans, he can't listen to other bayans. Once a person gets a taste of the bayans of the Quran Sharif, he can't go and get all science textbooks and math. It means nothing to him. No value whatsoever. What the Quran Sharif is giving. And what the Quran Sharif called hikmat. The words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, the hadith, the Quran called it, وَيَتْلُوا وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. The hikmah, Quran Sharif called the hadith wisdom. And no doubt, what wisdom in every hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a mu'min, wherever he finds wisdom, he grabs it. He goes wild for it. He makes it part of his life. This Allah Ta'ala is given. Hudal linnas, wabayyinatim. And what are these bayans? Wabayyinatim min al-huda, of hidayat, of the straight path. Any person knows, if you are traveling anywhere and you are lost now, and somebody guides you to the right way, you are so thankful to that person. And especially if you were short of time, not just little time you got, you are short of time. And you don't know where to go. And somebody just puts you on the right course. How thankful you are to that person. We are very short of time. Mort can come now to me. The only certain thing in life is mort. The most uncertain thing in life is life. But we, depending on the uncertain thing. And we don't think of the certain thing. And we don't prepare for the certain thing. And all what is uncertain, our whole life just revolves around that. So we should prepare for our mort. That is the most certain, absolute thing in our life. Nobody can escape it. And it can come now. So we got no time. So we should be preparing more. And when the Quran will guide us, and there are those people who are not alims also. One lady was in Trinidad. In the Caribbean islands, she passed away about 5 years ago or so at the age of 83. She told her granddaughter that she was reading a lot of Quran Sharif. When she was young, her one supara. Then at the age of 60, she developed cataract of the eyes. She said, my major problem was I won't be able to read Quran Sharif anymore. But she said, I saw Allah's Qudrat that now I started doubling my Quran. And I realized, and this is a thing which all we should take lessons in our life, that I saw Allah is not in need of the eyes also to see. I started reading double Quran. And later on she started reading, she passed away at the age of about 83. Then she was reading 10 paras. In spite of all her cataract and death, 10 paras. When she passed away, her granddaughter made groups for ladies to read 10 paras. Then the granddaughter says, Subhanallah, what one lady was doing, now 10 ladies are finding difficult to do. And that with all her other work also. Anyway, she told her granddaughter that whatever I want to eat, I desire. Before I turn the page of the Quran, it comes to me. And I want to meet somebody, long time I haven't met so and so, I'd like to meet so and so. Before I turn the page, that person is there. The Quran and many other instances, there is not the time for all the details, but the Quran is the solution to everything. بَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى. It will show us the straight path. When you yourself, you are confused in your mind, I don't know, what must I do? Must I take this job? Must I open a shop? Must I accept this proposal? Must I accept that proposal for myself, for my daughter, whatever? Confused. Just read Quran Sharif. And you will see Allah will guide you. And one great amal with regard to this, ulama, buzurgs have written, every day at any one time, read 7 times, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. Because every person has to make decisions all the time. As I'm sitting and talking now, I also think if the mind works so, that must I say this, mustn't I say this. If you read this, Allah will guide you to the best. What to when you're speaking to somebody, when must I go? Must I go today to town to do my shopping? Must I go tomorrow? Everything Allah will guide us to the best always. So the Quran Sharif also, the recitation of the Quran Sharif, even without understanding, people who read Quran Sharif have made it their life to read Quran Sharif, the Quran directs them in all matters. And then in the matters of deen, it will guide you fully. All this what we are saying, we're very confused. The ulama are fighting amongst them. We don't know who to follow. You won't have. You'll know exactly who to follow and you'll know who not to follow. You won't worry the fight will carry on. When there are in many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah explains the two parties. Hadani, khasmani. These are the two parties which are arguing amongst themselves. The right and the wrong. And that has to be there. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah al-jazahumullah khair says, that if somebody has wronged you, he's not paying your money, he insulted you, he hit you, or any assaulted you, anything, and you go to court and you lay a charge. And there the judge says, hey, you two people, you are causing disunity in the community. Just you go and make unity. Now, how can the judge say? He has to listen to the case, both sides, and say who is right and who is wrong. So just we wonder if ulama mustn't fight and argue. No, see who is right and who is wrong. That you can follow the right and don't follow the wrong. Associate with the right and disassociate with the wrong. That is what we have to do. So you won't have any confusion. Any person who reads Quran Sharif, you will have no confusion whatsoever. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the beginning of Tilka, that the people, if وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا, if Allah wished, the people shouldn't have fought among themselves. Allah could have easily made all on hidayat and all on the straight path. But Allah didn't desire that. Allah desired and Allah put the right also and the wrong also. And then Allah says clearly, and they will fight between them. The right and the wrong are going to, they have to fight. It has to be there. So a person who reads Quran Sharif will never be confused about anything. And he'll know who to follow. He'll know who are on the straight path. That those people who are for your akhirat, for your deen, for the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those are the people. Not the people who are telling you about dunya. You must be with the government. You must get the support of the government. Or that you have to make peace with the kuffar also, and go and pray in their churches, and let them come and pray in your mosque also. You'll know clearly that these are not the people. I have to stay more than a barge pole's length away from these people. So it is very clear. Huda linnas wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal furqan. And the kitab is a kitab of furqan. It will guide you towards to differentiate. We call it Umar Faruq. who differentiate, made clear the haq and the batil. The Quran Sharif is also, the more a person will read Quran Sharif with sincerity, with adab, etc., automatically in him will come that you'll know who to follow, who not to follow. That is the Quran Sharif. So the great virtues of the Quran Sharif. Then Allah Ta'ala says, this Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. Shahrul Ramadan, unzila fihi al-Quran. So, faman shahida, a person who finds the month of Ramadan, the honor of the month, and the honor of the month is the honor of the Quran being revealed. Fal yasum, keep the rozas. The rozas are commemoration, expression of one's gratitude, appreciation of this great ni'mat that came in this month. So the Quran we are keeping, the rozas we are keeping, it is to show the respects for this great kitab. When Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, got his citizenship of Saudi Arabia, now he could stay, and he stayed right next to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In appreciation of that, 40 days he kept rozas. And by you keeping the rozas, what is roza going to do? It's going to purify you. Rozas purify your body. Your rozas purify your akhlaq and your character. Now you come to know what is hunger, and you think of the poor people also. Rozas purify you. And when you get purified, then you'll enjoy the Quran. Now the purity, la yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. The Quran can only be touched by people who are pure and clean. With all the details, cleanliness and purity of the heart, no kufr, shirk in the heart. Then you benefit, no nifaq in the heart. Then you benefit from the Quran Sharif. And purity of wuzu, ghusl, everything, the place you're reading your Quran Sharif, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuli, Rahmatullah Ali, should go and teach Bukhari Sharif from the place he was staying. It was a distance of perhaps, he should go by on horseback in those days. And all the way you should read Quran Sharif. But when he passed the places where the people collect the dung of the cows, and they make heaps of it, there he shouldn't read. And he should tell our Shaykh, Hazrat Hakim Sahib, who was with him all the time. He said, at a place of dirt and filth to read the Quran Sharif, there is fear that Allah Ta'ala's anger will come down. So be pure, clean, and where you read your Quran Sharif also. It must be a clean, pure place. So the Quran Sharif, with all its adab, it has come. So the more we purify ourselves, the more the meanings of the ayat will dawn upon that person. The more Allah Ta'ala will make him understand. As long as a person is covered in dirt and he's got heavy, heavy sunglasses, heavy lenses, he can't see light. Remove all that. Rozas remove all that. Then we get the benefit. And Allah Ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed it in the night of power. And the night of power is in Ramadan. This night was it is in the month of Ramadan. In the last 10 nights of Ramadan. In the last 4 or 5 odd nights of Ramadan. And in all probability, by most ulama, it is the 27th. So this Quran Sharif was revealed in this night of power, which is in Ramadan. It made the whole month honorable. You are born in one day of the month, but that whole month has got value for you. So the Quran was revealed on that one night, but it has got value. The whole month it has given value. So we should try and keep our rozas and understand this is in great respect of this great month, and the month is so greatly respectful because the Quran Sharif was revealed in this month. When all is so, then we should have a special attachment with the Quran Sharif. In that, the first thing, the first demand and the right of the Quran Sharif is Iman bil Quran. That we must have that complete conviction. This is the kitab from Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, that is the kitab, لَا رَيْبَ فِي, there is no doubt that it is from Allah. There is no doubt in any and every ayat of the Quran Sharif. Must have our full conviction. have our full conviction, this is the Kitab of Hidayat. I need guidance in my life, in every aspect, and this is the Kitab. It isn't a geography Kitab, it isn't a biology Kitab, it isn't a history book, it is this Kitab. That full conviction every mu'min must have first. Very fortunate are those parents, and mashallah, they are present now amongst us, that the children, the first education they gave them was Quran. They didn't let them learn ABC, didn't let them touch 1, 2, 3, till they learned Quran Sharif first. First Quran Sharif, and then you can do your ABC and your 1, 2, 3. But first Quran Sharif, that they could read, and some went to the extent, till they did not become hafiz. They didn't know what is A and what is B, what is 1 and what is 2, till they didn't. So this conviction must come into us. We must have conviction that full Kitab on the Quran Sharif, the whole Kitab is from Allah, and it is Hidayat through and through. Sarapa Hidayat. Not, and in that every ayat also. Not I believe in the Quran Sharif, but when it comes to the ayats of interest, then I have a different belief there. I believe interest is permissible. Whether it is interest, the actual word interest, or whether it is dividends, or whether it is profits, whether it is the conventional banks, that interest based, or whether it is Islamic finance, and Islamic banks, it is all interest. Allah reward Mufti Saeed Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, was the Sheikh al-Hadith of Darul Uloom Deoband. His people asked him about Islamic finance and Islamic banking. He says, all the banks, their foundation is interest. So don't ask me, what is interest, the foundation? They cannot exist without interest. Their whole matter is on interest. So it is right out of, so that yaqeen must be in me, that all types of interest, no matter what, how it is covered up and come in a, whether it comes in a gift wrap, whether it comes in a ordinary some plastic packet, whatever, all of it is haram. So, for example, parda is one ayat of the Quran, hijab. And this is one command where Allah Ta'ala addressed the man separately and the woman separately. Otherwise all, Allah said, Aqeemus Salah. Establish your namaz. Allah addressed the man and in that the woman are addressed. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. Bring iman. Allah addressed the man, the male, and the woman are addressed together with them. Under the cover of the man, the woman also addressed. But when it came to parda, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ. So important this was, that Allah addressed the male separately, the woman separately, completely. So this year, my iman must be on that also. That parda is a command of Allah. If I'm not practicing my weakness, I make tawbah, istighfar, my guna, that I'm not practicing it. But don't change, don't say it is, don't change the law of Allah. As long as a person doesn't make one namaz in his life, but he accepts namaz is farz, I am wrong, I am bad, I am lazy, I don't make, he is a mu'min. And there is great hope that Allah will forgive him. But the day you say namaz is not farz, and you change the command, or namaz is for those people who got time, we who are very busy, for us there is no namaz in our lives, then you change the laws of Allah, you have changed your iman. You have changed your direction from Jannat to Jahannam. You have changed your direction from the pleasure of Allah to the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. So every command, capital punishment which is in the Quran Sharif, the cutting of hand, a life for a life, and a tooth for a tooth, this capital punishment, I 100% my conviction. If I feel that na'uzubillah, it is barbaric, it is very cruel, and it is wrong. Denying one ayat of the Quran, one command of the Quran is denial of the whole Quran and the whole of deen. So very important, we have iman on the Quran, all Muslims believe. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty, to the details, then we differ there. So we must have complete conviction on the whole Quran. That is the first and foremost requirement. The second is the adab of the Quran. The second right and the muhabbat of the Quran Sharif. Sheikh Saleh Abadi, Rahmatullah Alayh, used to say a successful Hifz Ustad is he who creates the love of the Quran Sharif in his students' hearts. Not only that they know the Quran Sharif and they can read it and they read without mistakes, his students are exemplarily everywhere what his students were. But he said the love of the Quran must come. If a person made a student a hafiz by hitting the lights out of him, and then he learned to hate the ustad, to hate the Quran Sharif, he becomes a very proficient hafiz, but we have failed. And if we taught the child with love, Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Quran, the connection between Rahman, the most merciful, the most kind, and with the Quran, they teach the Quran with love, with kindness. And have the sifat of Rahmaniyat when you teach the Quran Sharif. So if you taught your child and he didn't become hafiz, but he's got love of the Quran Sharif, love of his ustad, you are successful. So very important, the love of the and the adab of the Quran Sharif. In there also, we lack very, very much in the adab of the Quran. Quran, all the adab of the Quran Sharif. And today, with Quran Sharif on the cell phone, and we are just reading, then a person normally reads without wuzu. He reads on lying on his bed with his legs stretched out. And no adab. And if you read on the from the mushaf, then they are almost full adab when you read from there. So the muhabbat, that is the second right. The third right of the Quran Sharif is ta'allume Quran, to learn the Quran Sharif. And learning is from the cradle to the grave. Not only that I've learned Nazara, now it's enough. Not only that I've learned Tajweed, and now it's enough. Not only I became Hafiz, it's enough. Not only I learned the Tafsir, it is enough. But all the outward and the inner meanings of the Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif tell more we have to learn. Even if you became a Qari and you are teaching Qiraat also, but you still tell your that Quran Sharif as you are reading your daily, that this ayat, what does it mean? Until you are not going to check up. And this should be till maut. And going to ask somebody, this ayat, yeah, I don't understand the meaning. Please explain it to me. Till maut, the ta'allum, the learning of the Quran must be from the cradle to the grave. And after that, qiraat of Quran, recitation, tilawat of Quran Sharif. That is an absolute necessity. And unfortunately, forget the ummah at large, the cream of the ummah, we don't find tilawat of Quran Sharif. Good people, jayyid hafiz, and good qurra, and teaching qiraat, but they themselves not reading Quran. And the recitation of Quran, not one place, how many places? Utlu ma'uhiya. Allah says, make tilawat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And tilawat is to read Quran Sharif. وَمَا أُمِرُوا And I have not been commanded, but to read and atlu al-Quran. To make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. But today, as we are sitting, many ulama, many huffaz, daily, not in Ramadan only, daily, how much of Quran Sharif do I recite? Where the normal command is for a hafiz, 3 suparas a day. For a non-hafiz, 1 supara a day. How much am I reading? Ask ourselves. And there is much more detail in this. So to read Quran. And the next great rite of the Quran Sharif is amal bil Quran. To make amal on the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Many of us, we read the Quran, but we don't make amal. We read Aqeemus Salah. And what is Aqeemus Salah? Perfect your namaz. But we're not even reading namaz. We're not reading with Jamaat. We're not regular with our namaz. So every command, we have to make amal on it. Wal kaazimeen al ghayz, those who choke their anger. When a person becomes angry, they don't give vent to it. But they choke it and keep it in. How many of us do that? So, amal bil Quran. And after amal bil Quran, then it is تعلیم قرآن, ٹو ٹیچ دا قرآن شریف. Who of us are engaged in teaching the Quran Sharif? If we are not in that position, but we can sponsor somebody to be learning, we'll be counted also that we are in part of the process of the teaching of Quran and tabligh Quran, to convey the message of the Quran. We don't do that also. We have to, and these are all the rights of the Quran Sharif. And a person who doesn't fulfill the rights of the Quran will lay a charge against him. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا, that we divorced ourselves from the Quran, and that we carried on, we had nothing to do with the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif will lay a charge against us on the day of Qiyamah. So, ta'aleem of the Quran, we must be engaged. Tabligh of the Quran, we must be engaged. So the rites of the Quran Sharif, a great month, the greatest month of the year, the greatest kitab Allah has given us, and we are, alhamdulillah, we all have got enough copies of the Quran Sharif. We can be reading. Nobody is stopping us. In the time of the Soviet Union, Russia, to have a copy of the Quran was a capital crime. The punishment was death. You couldn't teach the Quran to, no restrictions like that on us. And when we don't appreciate, then Allah brings those restrictions. And then we will blame this government and that system of government and that. But it is our own doing. How much are we appreciating the Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan? One Jamaat came few years back. So I asked them, Jamaat, mashallah, so many days, how much Quran? They admitted, whole chilla, we didn't touch the Quran Sharif. So, in Ramadan, we are in Jamaat, and we don't touch the Quran. And there is not only the Jamaat, we ourselves. How many people, at least one khatam in Ramadan we must make. One khatam in the rest of the year. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this great ni'mat and fulfill the rights of the Quran. Who honors the Quran, Allah honors that person. Who reads the Quran, it will save him from sinning. And who saves himself from sinning will get tawfiq of reading Quran. A person who is filthy and dirty, he won't get tawfiq of reading Quran. Save ourselves from guna. Read Quran, and Quran will save us from guna. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.